Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, as we look at the grain and oilseed trade on this Tuesday, coming back from the long holiday weekend, corn, wheat futures are trading firm to slightly higher while this soy complex is under pressure. I know we have some news out of Argentina going on there with a dollar-peso ratio, as well as we have weather. We have a lot of different factors, it feels like, swirling around these markets. So what is leading to some of this spread trade soybeans against, say, corn here today?
Yeah, it's an interesting market. We're really lacking a lot of real strong fundamental direction, although, we are getting some sense of calm in the outside markets, and that is allowing the grain and oilseed markets to look at the fundamentals a little bit more. With that, we have wheat basically chopping sideways within a trading range again. We have corn that was mostly down last week, but overall in the bigger picture, it's still slowly trending higher. And soybeans that have been trending lower, and that's because in volatile markets, when traders aren't sure which way things are going, they'll tend to go towards spread trades more. And if you look at the corn market, it's facing declining yield estimates, and USDA is expected to confirm that on Monday with its next monthly crop report. On the other hand, yield estimates have been holding up for soybeans. So that gives them a reason to spread corn against soybeans. And then you look at this over the weekend, actually yesterday, when Argentina announced that they were going to allow soybeans to be sold by farmers and be rewarded with a 200 peso to a dollar ratio, which just shows really how ultimately weak the peso is in Argentina. And in the first day of that action, that resulted in 1 million metric tons of soybeans being sold. Most of that is not going to end up in the wholesale soybean market. Most of it's going to end up being ground or processed as soy meal and soy oil, but it's used as one more excuse to sell soybeans while buying corn.
Now, Arlen, that peso to dollar ratio in Argentina, does that speak to some of the broader issues that are going on out there in the world economy that are kind of an outside factor to what's going on in our ag trade right now?
It really does, and this is something that I commented to our clients in my wire this morning, that this is just one more symptom of what's going on with countries that have a large amount of dollar-denominated debt. Argentina made this move because they're getting very low on capital reserves, foreign capital reserves, I should say, needed to make their debt payments. And a number of countries that have dollar-denominated debt right now are in real trouble because they have to be able to generate those dollars to make those debt payments. And the dollar is very expensive. It's at 20-year highs, set new 20-year highs this week. And so we're looking at a pending possible global credit crisis right now, mostly among emerging nations. And Argentina is just the first to really show some evidence of that problem. I think we're going to see other countries following suit.
Arlen, any thoughts on the livestock trade here on this Tuesday as we come back from the holiday weekend? Looking fairly strong in cattle so far, with the hog trade a little bit more mixed. Any thoughts on the protein sector?
Yeah, kind of going different ways with the fundamentals right now between cattle and hogs. So it's a little bit impressive that we actually see any green at all on the screen for the hog futures. When we saw a sharp decline in cash hog prices last week, we're seeing a weaker demand for product, although I think the market's starting to behave in here like maybe the numbers going forward won't be quite what we've seen in the past. And as far as hogs to slaughters, we go forward. With high feed prices, maybe we won't see the level of expansion that we once thought. But overall, this is a market right now still facing declining demand for product, as well as rising carcass weights and rising numbers of hogs and declining cash prices. When we look on the cattle market, though, shortened slaughter week, same as hogs with the holiday weekend, but yet last week's slaughter surprises to the upside of about 17,000 higher than what it was a year ago. The opposite was true in the hogs, where we saw slaughter actually being up 35,000 from year ago numbers. As we look at the cattle overall, last week's cash price was weaker because of the approaching holiday, but there's still a sense that we got declining numbers of cattle coming in the fourth quarter, and especially declining production in the next year. And particularly as we get into next year and we start turning around that liquidation of the breeding herd and we start rebuilding now that they're getting rains in the southern plains, going to have pasture again. That means holding back heifers. And that's going to tighten up the supply more. So we get a little bit more fund money coming into the cattle market today.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Coming up on this afternoon show, we'll talk to Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net, and we'll also get a look at the weather for the week ahead with Eric Snodgrass of Nutrien. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Tuesday, September 6th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.